So members of Congress off enjoying August recess, but 82% of voters say they didn't work hard enough to deserve their vacation. Only 14% saying they did. There are the numbers. Fox News poll. Matt Welsh is with us, the editor-in-chief at Reason Magazine, to talk a little bit more about this and maybe dig a little bit beyond those initial numbers, because it's not a huge surprise that people hate Congress and want to see them out of there. Although, be careful what you wish for, I guess, in some ways.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you asked the public, should Congress be paid, you'd get pretty similar numbers.
Exactly.
A general sense of disaffection. I wouldn't necessarily interpret that as meaning that they want Congress to be actively working in the month of August, because we've seen, you know, 13 years worth of Congress acting has not produced much in the way of economic results.
That's what I was trying to talk to Steve Forbes about, because he came in, as he often does, with ideas about doing things differently. And he's been talking about this flat tax forever, but getting Congress to do something, you know, different or something that's not necessarily in their interests is next to impossible. So,
well, what Congress has to do, or what political parties in general have to do, they have to win elections on ideas. The Republican Party right now is sort of at war with itself in an interesting way over ideas, kind of symbolized by the Rand Paul versus Chris Christie flap. And there are other fights that are more having to do with government spending.
We were talking about whether Rand Paul is a legitimate candidate next time around or not. But when I said we dig deeper than these numbers, the surface numbers, 82% saying that Congress doesn't deserve a vacation. If you look inside, as you said, the Republican Party, the numbers show the Republicans, the voters, are more unhappy with congressional Republicans than Democrats are with congressional Democrats. So the Republican Party or the Republican constituency is more unhappy with their own party. What does that tell you?
You know, weirdly, to me, that's good news, at least for America, maybe not for the Republican Party in 2013. It says the Republican voters are more restive. They're more unhappy. They're not as likely to fall into lockstep. They're challenging their own leadership, which mirrors what's happened in primary elections since 2010. We've had Republicans fighting one another over these really hotly contested primaries, including your Rand Pauls of the world.
So the question becomes, and you'll be following this very closely, what kind of party emerges? Is it the Rand Paul party? Because a lot of young people are attracted to that kind of libertarian notion. I mean, that's what we saw with his father, but I'm sure that'll be the case with him too. Or is it a more, I guess what Chris Christie would represent, a more centrist Republican party in Northeast? Or is it something completely different? Or, you know, the old Republican Party that we've seen here, Southern conservatives and what have you, and the religious conservatives. And what type of party do you think emerges, if you had to guess?
It's completely unknown. What we do know is that at a time that the pendulum of American politics should have gone to Republicans, lousy economy, Democratic governance in Washington, D.C., Republicans did not benefit. They didn't win the election in 2012. They didn't gain any new members. So the status quo, exemplified by Mitt Romney, that doesn't work anymore. So there's a lot of independents out there that are in play. There's a lot of people who are upset about civil liberties who are in play. So if they don't go the Rand Paul direction, they risk running themselves into sort of a more of a rump party, I think.
No, you're right. They had their chances, and they haven't taken advantage. Matt, good to see you as always.
Thank you very
much. Matt Welsh with us today. We